90.1 FM, which is the SFU, which is situated on the SFU's Burnaby campus and is a campus community radio which broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwakutlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And you are listening to the Open Mic Slot, which is hosted by me, Pranjali, who is a third/fourth year now communications student here at SFU. And I just came back after a while because I was writing my finals, and finally I'm done with the finals. So before I get into the next semester, which starts on May 10th, I thought maybe let's switch some things up for the slot. And I was thinking maybe what I should do is perhaps have like either of these two things. So first I was thinking like doing some SFU events or like student news. I was thinking maybe I should cover that in my open mic. Or the second thing that I was thinking to do in these open mic slots each week is to have something that I titled as Speak Through Me, which means that I will be talking about the ideas that come to my mind and just like talk just like I always do. And so I just thought maybe today's open mic slot I will try the option two, which is Speak Through Me, and we'll just talk about some things that come up to my mind sometimes at random points in time. Like for example, if I'm taking the transit or I'm cooking, so I don't know, there are so many ideas in my brain. So I thought, you know, why not just share it and have some content out of that. So that is the idea number two. For idea number one, I think I will have to ask the other programs, and if they're not covering any student specific events, I would love to because I'm quite involved here on campus, and I know that SFU does a lot of in-person community events related to SFU and also like beyond just the Burnaby community. So I would be glad to talk about all those events, and I attend and am a part of many different groups, so I would be more than happy to talk about that. So let's see how that goes. But for today, we will sample test the open mic slot, which will be just me talking about the thoughts that I had today or maybe in the recent past. And we'll just try to unpack some simple things which our brain processes, and sometimes they become complex. So we try to break that complex into simpler things to comprehend the events and situations that happen in our life. So I will just talk about that. And I hope everybody had good finals. And for those who are not giving final exams, I hope you are liking this transition into summer, which is slowly happening. I'm so glad. I know there's no sun today, but still the temperature is bearable. And I'm so looking forward to summer in general, and also going back to my classes, because I love to study and also work on my project, which I think I talked about in some of my previous weeks. So I'm super super excited to work on a project which looks into well, at this point it looks at various different things, but I think I can narrow it down later down the line. But it looks essentially at the climate change discourse on Twitter and elsewhere, so we'll see how that goes. But other than that, I have the first song for this open mic, which is called Truthfully, and I have not heard the song before, but I really like the title and the album cover, so I definitely judge a book by its cover, at least in this case I do. But no, the artist looks phenomenal, at least from the different props she has on her album. And I took a marketing and publication class, and I think that even the album covers and all those things have add a greater value, at least to the music which is being put forward to the audience. So I think there is a message to this album cover as well, which is a very unique cover. I hope you guys could have seen this, but it's really interesting. So there are two people, and there is, on a very dark background, there's a really good contrast. So I really like the album cover. And we'll just dive into the first track. Oh my god. On this album, which is called Eva, and it was launched in 2019. So let's listen to that.
Truthfully and honestly, I
you guys were listening to Your Girl by the artist Basia Abula, and she is a Canadian songwriter and singer, and she has been like working around music albums in 2007, and one of her famous was Oh My Darling, Darling. Oh my god. That's what happens when you talk after so long, because I was just writing papers and yeah, I was not talking as much. So so the thoughts that actually I wanted to process and unpack with you guys was about vacations and having fun. So like, what are we supposed to do in vacations? Like, if we have like a budget or something, what are we supposed to do? Should we, I don't know, go to the States, because why not? Or should I just explore the lower mainland, because I haven't done so yet, and I came here 2 years ago now, and literally I have not been to any place except the Stanley Park in English Bay. Like, that's the two places I've ever been to, and also the Rice Lake. That's all. Like, literally I have not been anywhere. And what should I be doing? Like, what is even the meaning of fun? And because I have also like my mother who is here with me, so maybe I wanted to go and explore with her, but turns out I am not able to plan things out. And I don't know, like, do people have different definitions of fun? And if you guys have different definitions of fun or enjoyment or, you know, vacation, so doesn't it make sense to like just, you know, jot those things down and like do like some conflict resolution or something of sorts, and like think through and plan so that both of you guys can figure out something. I just don't know, like it's really something that has been on my mind, and I really don't know. It's such a good weather, and there is a lot that BC in general has to offer in terms of natural beauty and sightseeing and stuff. So I really don't know. And yeah, I know some people do enjoy staying at home and just, you know, watching movies and such, which is also perfectly fine. But, you know, sometimes it's good to also have fun and enjoy in different ways. You don't have to just, you know, I don't know, watch a movie and stay at home. I know that's fun, that's what we do usually. But anyways, so yeah, think about different definitions of fun, joy, holiday, vacation that you or the people around might you, oh my god, people around you might have. So yeah, that's the one thinking point. Other than that, I think I was watching a movie with my mom, obviously, and it was about getting success and finding success and what it means. So the essential moral of the movie is that success equals joy. So whatever you do makes you happy, or you feel joy or happiness after doing it, is something that you can call success. And I totally 100% I think believe in that moral, because yeah, you don't have to get everything right to be happy, but it's all about keep trying, keep changing things, trying new things, meeting new people. That's my definition of enjoyment and success. So yeah, I always strive to get new experiences, new things, just like that. I don't mind repeating or rewatching my comfort TV shows, or, you know, eating from the same spot, or like having a routine. I don't have any problem with that, because routine gives me stability, so I really appreciate routine as well. But sometimes I think it's okay to break the routine and try something new, and maybe just go somewhere that you have not been to. And yeah, it's so simple, I don't know. But anyways, that's enough of my rant about things that have been happening lately. Next up, I actually have a song by a trio band based in Canada, and it is based in Montreal specifically. It is called the Will Driving West, and it's a kind of a old album. It was launched in 2014, but I think these guys might have something which really captures our ears, I guess, in this sense. So I have this track called Eyes Closed, and it's a summer version on their album called Fly. And yeah, I will let you guys listen to that, and then we'll chat about something else.
the butterflies. Butterfly for a while, and then once it like became strong enough to fly,